Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey stepping in for Peter this morning for the morning interview, and I have some guests from the Historic Restoration Internship Program on the Sheldon Jackson campus this morning. Larry, we'll start with you, or Justin, rather. Larry's outside. Larry's the Larry Jackson is the, I guess, the instructor, Justin. So, Justin, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, where you're from.
Hi, I'm a rising sophomore at Brown and Rhode Island School of Design. So I'm coming from Chicago.
Okay, Justin Hahn. Muriel Lemaire, where are you from, Muriel?
I'm from Gainesville, Florida, and I am going to be entering my senior year at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida, studying history and environmental studies.
Okay, and Kate Lattimore, where are you from, Kate?
I'm originally from Tokyo, but I go to school in Western Massachusetts at Williams College, and I study art history.
Okay, and Quinn Evangelicus?
I'm going to be a junior at Harvard, and I'm from New York City originally.
Okay, and we'll just sort of work back this way. Quinn, how did you become interested in the historic internship, restoration internship program at Fine Arts Camp?
Well, the thing that was first drew me in was that you get to be outside a lot, not only working outside, but also exploring Sitka, taking advantage of the canoeing and the hiking and the swimming all around. And I was really looking for an opportunity to be learning something new, a real tangible skill, and being outside.
Yeah. Kate, what about you?
I originally heard it from a friend who did it a couple years back, and it sounded like the perfect mix of art history and architecture, which I'm interested in, so I decided to come.
Okay. And Muriel?
I have actually been to Sitka twice before. My grandparents worked and lived here on and off, and so I knew about the community, and I wanted to come back here. And I found out about the internship through my grandparents' old family friends, and I am a history major, so I was really interested in that aspect of it.
Okay.
As well.
And Justin, how did you get wind up here?
I found it on an internship search program. Sorry. But I'm studying art. I'm very much interested in conservation and also how preservation relates to the conservation of paintings, and how that might play into my future, whether I'm doing curation or painting in a studio.
Okay, and Justin, how many students in the program in all?
Eight of us.
Eight of us, and do each of you specialize in different sorts of work, or tell us a little bit about what you have been doing.
Sure, as we began, we started with a lead chamber that we used to decontaminate after the first week of work, which was pretty lead heavy. We took shingles off the side of a building to reveal some historic panels that had been covered over during previous renovation. But as we went on, we became more and more specialized. So Kate, Quinn, and I have been working on corbel construction and then putting them up on the building. And corbels are decorative elements that hang near the roof.
Right. Okay. And so the lead chamber sounds kind of sci-fi, but this is just a way to kind of contain a hazardous material that was pretty commonly used during the time when these buildings were originally constructed, right?
Right.
Muriel, what kind of things have you been doing?
So we've been doing a lot of painting as well on the buildings. We tore off shingles on that one building, Fraser Hall, and underneath were these panels under the windows that were historically there but had been covered up. And so we went back in and repainted those. And within the past week and a half, we've actually been working on Whitmore, where we are also living. The backside, there were some panels that had been covered up or weren't there anymore. So we've been restoring those under the window panels and painting them, doing woodwork with remaking the new panels, and they did a lot of construction with the wood on the corbels as well, so that's okay. Been interesting, doing the saws and all that.
Actually running the power equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
Kate, you too, you actually are thinking about this as a future career. Do you find that it's kind of dovetailing with your with your interests? I mean, I guess it's probably valuable for somebody interested in architecture to actually dive into a project like this.
Yeah, definitely. The hands-on experience, I guess, is what I've kind of been missing in more theoretical classes. So being able to like work in the wood shop and learn carpentry skills, and also kind of find out more about historical building techniques and detailing has been really like eye-opening, I think.
Okay. And Quinn, lots of corbels at Harvard, I'm sure.
Yes.
Right? Cambridge is probably the corbel capital of the United States.
And I never noticed them until now.
And isn't it funny? Has your eye for detail on structures been enhanced actually getting in there and working with this stuff?
Absolutely. I think a building, even just tiny parts of a building, you realize how much goes into every single detail, which is really exciting.
Yeah. And you guys, are you putting in some very long days at this?
Not too long. I mean, we work 8 to 5, but we have breaks, lunch. It's real work, hard work, but very chill environment. So it's a perfect mix.
And there's an opportunity to get out and do stuff?
Absolutely.
Did you guys bring rain gear by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of
rain. We were surprised by the sun. It's been really awesome. We've been swimming a bunch, which I didn't think we were
going to
do.
Oh, going up to Heart Lake or going in the ocean or something?
Both.
Yeah. It's, Muriel, you probably were clued in that Sitka can be kind of wet in the summertime. And this feels like the first official day of the wet season. But it's probably been, pretty optimal for working outside. So how is the campus looking to you guys now that you've been working on it for a few weeks? Do you take it in and think about, there's a lot more on this campus to be done, or do you feel like actual progress is being made towards sort of preserving this sort of unique environment in Alaska? Justin?
We definitely have made a lot of progress, but you can see across some of the other buildings, some of the changes that we've made haven't taken place. So that's interesting to examine and to think about how future teams will approach that.
Yeah. Muriel, do you feel like coming back and spending more time in Sitka? I mean, is the project just whetting your appetite for more work at SJ, or do you feel like it's a sense of completion?
There definitely is some sense of completion with the smaller projects we've been doing. The paneling, once those have gotten in and painted, it's really satisfying to see them. And I think we all have fallen in love with Sitka, me even more so. And we really have appreciated both the campus and the surrounding community and the surrounding natural vistas and resources, so it's been awesome.
Yeah, and the campus is just so beautifully situated.
Yeah.
Too. It's got to be a pleasure working there. Kate, how are you feeling about progress overall on campus?
Yeah, definitely. It's cool to look up and see the work that you've been doing and what your friends have been doing as well. And also to have people come up to you and say, like, thank you for working on this project. That's been really heartwarming and cool. So
I want to say that, the campus is on the National Register of Historic Places, and in the register somewhere it actually describes the architectural style of Sheldon Jackson campus. I'm sort of running through the Rolodex in my brain trying to figure out what they call it. It's like something eclectic. What do they call it?
They call it a blend of Craftsman, Tudor, and Stick styles.
Okay.
Not familiar with those, but we have it right here.
So.
A blend. Okay. A blend of things, an eclectic mix of things. So it's kind of, it's almost very, sort of a very distinctive kind of style. Quinn, how are you feeling about progress overall on the campus?
I totally agree. I think it's very heartening to walk outside every day and see things a little bit different. And like you said, we do notice things more. And also on a more individual level, I think you see progress in how you hammer a nail or how you screw in a screw, and that's equally exciting. Okay. Definitely couldn't hammer a nail in my first week. So,
all right, that is progress. We have just a few seconds left, just one more pass through all of you. It's only been a month that you've been involved in the historic restoration internship program. Has this month affected your thinking about your future and your education at all, Quinn?
Yes, I think wanting to do more things and be in more places like this.
Yeah. Kate?
For me, it's been, I think it's affirmed that I want to work with my hands and do something related to design. So that's been really cool.
Okay. Muriel?
Yeah. Like I said before, I think I see Sitka differently, and this has given me a chance to get to know a tight-knit group of other students and think a lot more about history, not just as in the books, but as in buildings and living landmarks like that. So
awesome. And Justin?
Yeah, likewise, I feel like the local history has been really affecting to dig into, and I really want to incorporate that into my work as I go.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for
Thank you for having us this morning.
I've been speaking with Justin Hahn, Muriel Lemaire, Kate Lattimore, and Quinn Evangelicus. They are students in the Historic Restoration Internship Program at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp on the Sheldon Jackson campus. Their instructor is Larry Jackson. And if you'd like more information about this program, I'm sure you can just come up and give the scaffolding or the ladder a shake and ask them personally, or you can visit the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website and find this program listed on the programs tab. Thanks again for coming in, guys.